The Egyptian priest said that the flood had come around 11,000 to 12,000 years ago. But that's the flood. Now, the civilization of Atlantis itself must have been around for thousands of years before that. So you're talking about a civilization that had to be at least, I would say, 20,000 years ago.
20,000, which echoes some of those numbers they talk about for Atlantis.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the account from Plato. The Urantia book would put it more around 35,000 years ago, which coincidentally seems to be right around that time where the missing link question comes into the picture.
But this was a slow flooding, wasn't it? Did it just like happen and the entire landmass went down, or was it just gradual over thousands of years?
The cities were located on a rectangular valley at the southern foothills of the island, and the flood that would have come would have probably had some devastating effects right off the bat for the people that lived on that rectangular plain, but the island itself was very mountainous, reaching thousands of feet into the air. I'm sitting in Cyprus right now at sea level, and I know, based on recent scientific discoveries, that this would have been a mountaintop at that time. So the island itself would have taken probably, 100 or 200 years to be submerged in any significant way. But the people that were living at the sea level of that time would have probably gotten a good whack with that tsunami.
Do you think then that thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people might have died then? Or did they have any time to escape?
Probably millions of people died because at the time the Mediterranean was much lower than it is today. We know this to be true. It's a scientific fact. And at that time, of course, the people would have been living around the shallow lakes and lagoons, which were in this deep basin. The Mediterranean basin is a deep scar in the face of the earth. And its only connection to the Atlantic is through the Strait of Gibraltar, which is only 8 miles wide. When that strait was closed, which we know it was, the Mediterranean would have evaporated, and the water level would have been a mile or more below where it is today. So it would have been pretty hot. It would have been this deep basin with shallow lakes and lagoons where people lived,
on the base?
Yeah, and when that flood came through the Strait of Gibraltar, it would have killed, millions.
Now, what do you think caused the flood, Robert? You also said a tsunami. So are we talking about earthquake, massive changes that way, or are we talking about an actual flood caused by either some massive melting from somewhere or just constant rain?
Around 1970, they did some testing of the seafloor of the Mediterranean, and the scientists were absolutely shocked at what they found. They found a kilometer or more layer of salt, crystal salt, below the mud. This was done with sonar tests at first, and then later they went and actually took some core samples.
Okay.
The more they drove that pipe into the seafloor, the more salt came up. So they were absolutely stunned because the only way salt can form at the, on the seafloor like that is if the Mediterranean had evaporated. And there was so much salt, there was such a thick layer that they estimated that the Mediterranean must have dried up and refilled again something like 40 times to leave that much salt, which was astonishing.
Oh my God.
So they continued their tests in various fields, and, in the next decade or so, it became absolutely, verified that the Strait of Gibraltar, which is currently 8 miles wide, used to be closed. Now, this is because of the shifting of the tectonic plates. You have the Eurasian plate, and then you have the African plate. When they're constantly moving back and forth, swimming on the mantle as they do, and when they come close together, this Strait of Gibraltar becomes a dam, and the Mediterranean loses its connection to the Atlantic, becoming landlocked. And the evaporation rate is so high that within 1,000 to 4,000 years, these scientists estimate the entire thing would evaporate. So the scientists wrote a book the main one. Dr. Sue wrote a book called The Mediterranean Was a Desert, and it was published by Princeton University Press. And, you know, multiple sciences verified his findings. So we know for certain that this happened. Now, what happens is once they move apart, once these tectonic plates move apart again, and that dam breaks, then you have what is virtually an empty basin, the Mediterranean basin, spotted with lakes and lagoons, and all of a sudden you have the Atlantic Ocean, which is maybe a mile above it, which was, you know, when the strait was closed,
right,
it was sort of being blocked there. And then suddenly this dam breaks, and in comes rushing the Atlantic Ocean. They estimate the waterfall to be about 1,000 times bigger than Niagara Falls. I can't even imagine
that.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
So you have this unbelievable, unimaginable flood rushing into this virtually empty basin. Now, think of the Mediterranean basin as a bathtub, and think of the Gibraltar as the faucet. You're opening the faucet. That waterfall is going to come crashing on the bottom, and it's going to race towards, you know, on the bottom towards the end of the tunnel.
Right.
That's exactly what happens.
And it's almost like the faucet breaks and everything comes out.
Unimaginable tsunami. This Atlantic, a whole ocean pouring into a basin, probably moving 200 or 300 miles an hour at its front, destroying everything on its path with the power of probably several atomic bombs, I would imagine, and just rushing along towards the eastern side of the Mediterranean. It would take it probably a few hours to get to that end. And then, just like filling up a bathtub, it will slowly start to fill up. So the people that were living on the bottom of that basin, around those lakes and lagoons, would have been absolutely devastated. If we can put the whole thing in perspective as far as natural phenomena, I mean, this thing should be recreated by Hollywood. So you have this massive tectonic shift, right? These
mm-hmm.
tectonic plates are moving, so you have massive earthquakes. And then you have volcanic eruptions associated with that seismic activity. And then, you know, it's probably getting black. If it happened during the day, the volcanoes are making the sky black. People's houses are falling. Massive earthquakes. And then you have this unimaginable flood heading towards you at several hundred miles an hour.
Yeah, all at the same time.
Annihilating everything in its path. You can imagine what these people must have gone through and what an impression it must have left on the people that survived to tell about it, which explains why the story of this great flood was so prevalent, especially in the Mediterranean, and why it was remembered for so long.